so exciting. I was like looking forward to this all weekend.
Yeah, this
So
is, well, I can't believe we're doing this.
I know this is
Wait,
like thought of.
we should keep this in. This is funny.
No, I was gonna say keep this in. That's like a great introduction. Put
But
that up there.
yeah, okay. Hey everybody. This is crazy. I can't believe we're doing this.
I know. I'm really excited. So, I'm Lexi.
I'm Matt. We're your hosts of MCU Academy. Welcome to the first ever episode. We're really excited to have you guys.
So obviously MCU Academy, you can tell it's about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're just here for you guys, honestly, whether you're new Marvel fans or old Marvel fans, we just want to like just bring the community together.
Yeah, I mean, I know. So for me, I'm relatively new to like Marvel as a whole. I think I started getting into it like last September, so like September 2020, 2019-ish. And like one of my friends was like, "Oh, you should watch them." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll watch them." And it was like such a confusing, like the fandom is so intense.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just like one of those things, like where am I? What do I do?
Especially like when you jump into it, even like the older Marvel fans, when you first see the movies, you don't if unless you read the comics, you don't really understand what's going on. So I want to say I got into Marvel, like really got into it sometime in high school. So we're both 20, so we're sophomores in college. So I must have gotten into it like my freshman sophomore year of high school. So I'm relatively like an older one. I mean, maybe even so probably about then. Like I was always a fan, but I didn't really, obsess and dive into it deeply until like that time in my life. But so yeah, basically that's what we're here to do. Just kind of like break everything down, just have fun, do our hot takes,
Yeah.
kind of explain it to newer people, especially because it's been blowing up with WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like you can't just dive into those without watching the other movies.
Just a quick notice for all of you guys. This episode is basically spoiler free. If you're
Exactly.
new, things won't make sense a lot of times just because today we're thinking about going over just what's to come for phase four. We'll explain all of that stuff in a little bit. But there's not going to be many spoilers, if any. Like, it'll be like, oh, this character is going to be here, or this character will be here, but we're not going to talk about like what has already happened.
Yes, if there's going to be any spoilers, that will be at the beginning of every single episode because we want to go through each movie with you guys and kind of like break it down and help you out and explain like what's going on and what this means in that movie. Because sometimes it can be really easy to get lost. Even as someone who rewatches it a lot, I'm like, wait a minute, what am I missing? It's a lot of information to take in.
Yeah.
So,
I think we should get started.
yeah, so basically that's what we want to do here for you guys. It's basically just a way for the community to come together and like have somewhere to talk about it. We also have the Twitter page.
Yeah. So our handle is at the MCU Academy, sorry, the MCU Academy. You should all go, all follow us. We're going to be posting updates about our new episodes and other things that we are doing. Some community outreach, any news that we hear about, rumors, anything will be on there. So
Yes,
you should definitely follow.
definitely. So, I guess what we want to do right now is we just want to get into the phase four lineup. So, for newer fans, so the MCU is organized into sagas and phases. So, that first Infinity Saga that's happened from 2008 to 2019, that was one saga. So, that took like a really long time, a certain amount of years. Matt, if you want to go into it.
Yeah, it's 11 years of movies, so there's about 23 movies, plus some other, like, there's end credit scenes, and there's little, like, teasers here and there that they added in, but the Infinity Saga is definitely pretty daunting, especially for you newer viewers, and newer watchers. It can seem really, really hard to, like, just, like, where do I start, where do I begin, so we're gonna help you through that, but today we're just going to go through phase four. So there's been three phases. Phase one has been from 2008 to 2012. And then phase two was 2013 to 2015. And phase three was 2016 to 2019. Then we had a break because of the whole COVID thing.
Which
And now
sucked.
phase four started in 2021. And it's usually a phase is about 3 or 4 years, depending on what movies are in it and just,
We're just going off like
politics.
the past, like that's what we've seen in the trend of the past phases. So,
Yeah. So phase four, we don't have an end date yet. So we know that it started in January 2021, but we're not sure when it's going to stop. And we also don't know what movies that have been released will be in phase four or phase five.
Mm-hmm.
We're just assuming that any of the TV shows and movies that they're talking about right now are going to be in phase four. And we don't know what this saga is going to be called either.
I believe if you go on YouTube also and you look up the Kevin Feige announcement at Comic-Con, it also breaks it down there too. Just a little, like, you know.
A little more in depth.
Yeah.
More details here and there.
It says what they have planned for phase four, but I don't think that's all they have planned for phase four. That was just like for the coming like few years, I think. But so if we want to go into, let's see. So what we know now is WandaVision was released in January. So this was basically the opening for their phase four. It was a really good opening too. I mean, they blew it out of the park, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, they... So originally, it was supposed to be Falcon and the Winter Soldier was supposed to be released first. And we'll talk more about Falcon a little bit. But Falcon is very traditional in the sense of it's a Marvel movie that's basically mm-hmm. 6 hours. So yeah. Lots of detail. WandaVision. And WandaVision is just a trip.
Yeah, WandaVision... I think a lot more fan theories came out of WandaVision than Falcon. It was just... Like, you start it and it's like, what in the world? But this is something you definitely do not want to start with if you're a new fan. You need to start from the beginning. And I cannot emphasize that enough just because you will have so many spoilers, things will not make sense. At the end of this, too, we will go over, like, the first few movies to get into if you want to watch it. There's also tons of ways to look it up if you wanted to do that, but we will help you with that.
Still with WandaVision, we're also going to talk about like when it takes place, just so you guys know the time period. So this occurs 3 weeks after Endgame, which is the second to last movie in the Infinity War saga. Really, you can see that like through that movie. We're in 2023 in the MCU, even though we're in 2021 here, which is kind of confusing to think about. But they just had some time acceleration, just like with the storytelling. So they didn't want to spend a lot of time between the years that they ended up skipping. So we're in 2023. So this will be like, I think they said it's like October, no, like Thanksgiving 2023-ish is when this takes place.
I believe you're right, just because of one of the episodes of WandaVision points to that time period. Like that time in like, you know, the year.
Yeah. And then the second thing that came out was Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So that was just released in March.
Yeah,
and so that occurs 6 months after Endgame. So definitely a little bit farther away from WandaVision. Right now we're definitely in like a chronological kind of setup, the MCU for Phase 4.
This one, and then this one. I think they did that just because of... Honestly, I think they did it just because of they want like some clarity from Endgame. I think that's what it was. They want people to see, you know, the characters develop and things like that. So I think that's where this comes from, the more, you know, chronological order.
Yeah. Like we said, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is very more traditional compared to WandaVision.
It feels like you're watching a movie 6 times.
Yeah. So it's 6 1-hour long episodes. There's not really any end credit scenes yet, but I'm sure we'll get some eventually.
I haven't seen any. I'm waiting, and there's
no. I know. And if any of you that don't know, end credit scenes, so after the movie ends, during the roll of the credits, they usually put in a scene or two just to like tease either the next movie or, you know, like a funny joke. Like, if you've seen, like, Deadpool or any of those kinds of movies, which aren't Marvel, but they are, we'll get into that distinction later. Just, like, end credit scenes are gold. We love end credit scenes.
I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I think that one had, like, 3 end credit scenes.
Yeah. But yeah, some of them have, like, a lot, and some of them have none.
Yeah, but basically the end credit scenes are just, like, teasers for the next movies or just extra content they want to throw in for the viewers. But I think it's still important to watch them no matter what.
Oh, 100%. Because a lot of stuff, you won't, like, there's certain scenes that if you don't watch them, you're going to be like, where did he or she, like, what, why is she here? Why is this happening? What's going on? I don't understand. Like, it's basically not watching part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% agree.
So after Falcon ends, so Falcon will end at the end of April.
I think it ends on the 23rd. I think that's the last
day. Already? Damn.
Yeah, I think we have this coming week, and then the week after that is the 23rd, so... I'm really curious. I'm not going to spoil anything, but but
it's really good. It's different from WandaVision. It was definitely like a slow start. Both shows had kind of a slow start, but definitely some really good content in both of them.
I'm just really curious to see how they're going to take this from the last episode, because I don't know how they're going to do that with two episodes left.
Yeah. If you couldn't figure out these shows, like, once you get into the middle of the series, they get absolutely crazy. Like, it's taking every ounce of us to not say what we're thinking right now, because it's just so wild.
We'll have a conversation after. It's okay.
Can't wait. And then, so we have a little bit of a break, and then Loki comes up. And I'm really excited for Loki. This is where some mild spoilers, like, very, very mild spoilers come in.
We don't have to discuss where he comes from.
Yeah. So basically, it's following...
It's a different timeline of Loki. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah, it's a different... It's a variant timeline from, like, the main MCU. So it's kind of like a side story.
Mm-hmm. So it's still Loki. It's just he gets placed in a different timeline in the MCU.
Yeah, and there's, like, some different character development that happens. Like, it's that kind of stuff. Once you see it again, you can't watch these out of order. You have to watch them in order. That's, like, cardinal rule. I really suggest chronological order release date order. So, like,
okay, yeah, I was gonna say
Iron Man.
If
chronological order will confuse you, but either way is fine. Like, if you are one of those people that needs to watch things like as they happen and not how like the directors want to watch it, then by all means, watch it. But we're going to be discussing it in release order just because that's the more frequent.
Like, personally, when I rewatch them, like, I'm rewatching them right now, I'm up to Ant-Man, but. I started watching them in like chronological order, like, you know, timeline order inside the MCU, but I highly recommend to new fans and viewers to watch it in the way that they were released to the public, just because it makes a lot more, not maybe a lot more sense, but the end credits will line up better, and it, just trust us on this.
Yeah, just trust us. If you're really that like gung-ho about it, then do what you want.
It won't hurt you, but it might be a little confusing if you don't watch it in release order.
Yeah. So Loki, the time it takes place, it occurs out of time. It's the introduction of the Time Variance Authority to the MCU. So basically from the comics, the Time Variance Authority basically makes sure that the prime timeline isn't like screwed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what this seems to follow. The style seems like it's going to be a mix between WandaVision and Falcon. I know Kevin Feige said that WandaVision and Falcon are the two, like, extremes for, like, the style of the TV shows. Like, WandaVision is super trippy, super, like, you need to watch every single detail or you're...
And they're so lucky that they get to watch it back to back.
And Falcon is very, as we said, traditional. It's fighting, some, like, detective investigation work, but it's not... It's not like the viewers trying to.
It's more what you would get from a movie. It's easier to follow.
And then, is how I would
put it. It's still good, but it's easier to follow than WandaVision.
Yeah. No, that's a good way to put it. And then the final thing that we have a lot of info about is Black Widow. It's our first prequel of Phase 4. This was actually supposed to be the opening movie and the opener for Phase 4.
This is going to be really interesting.
It's going to be super interesting. So it takes place between Civil War and Infinity War. So that's between 2016, 2018 in Universe. And it's going to be Black Widow's first solo film. So we're super like excited for that because Black Widow's such, we just love her.
I've been waiting for this, especially because it was Age of Ultron. You get a little glimpse into her past. So this like will be really interesting to watch to see where she came from, how she was trained and things like that.
And then there's like the references from Infinity War and Endgame that they talked about that really kind of tease this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we can't really talk about those.
It'll just be nice to have like a prequel of a female too, I think, in the MCU. That like, I think that will be really nice too.
Yeah, and I think it'll be good for some closure for just like the stories with all of the loose ends that we have.
Yeah. It will definitely
because there's definitely some, there's definitely like a lot of stuff to come, but there's definitely a lot of stuff that we still haven't talked about with her, and that's gonna be super interesting.
Yeah, she's one of the characters you basically know nothing about just because of who her character is.
Her first appearance, I think, is Iron Man 2 as an intern or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all you find. Like, that's literally it. Like, you're like, okay, she was in Iron Man 2 and she has some sort of like badass skill.
And then I think she comes back in like Captain America, and then you don't see her till like the Captain America 2.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier. But so yeah, this is what we think will be the first movie release for Phase 4. Or it will be. No, not think, it will be.
Yeah. And this comes out in July, a few days after Independence Day. So that should be really fun. It seems like we're getting like a lot of content with very minimal breaks. Like between WandaVision and Falcon, it was like 2 or 3 weeks. Between Falcon and Loki, it's going to be like 2 or 3 weeks, right? No, mm-hmm. It'll be a couple months. It'll be like a month and a half.
It's okay. It's fine. Everything's fine.
And then the same with Black Widow. We have like a month.
I think they're doing it because I think they're trying to push content out so fast, though, is because of COVID.
Yeah, like, because they're so behind in their schedules. Like
they lost a huge slot for their content, which is fine by me. Send it all in at once.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said that Black Widow is now like the blockbuster time for movie theaters, even though we still are in like COVID era.
I wonder
the fact that it's July.
I wonder what's going to happen. This is not really about the MCU, but I know they're going to release it on Disney Plus. Like, you're going to have to pay, like, I think $25 for it.
Yes.
I wonder if they're still going to hit the same amount of box office.
I doubt it, but I feel like they'll make it back up with Disney Plus. Because, like, the theaters are definitely going to be open, but a lot of them are still going to be socially distanced. And
I want to see it in theater. I love
it. So do I.
Like, I might just go by myself. I mean, hey, I went by myself for Endgame. I was not waiting to be spoiled.
My God. Imagine watching Endgame when it came out in theaters.
Can I say, it was an experience. I sat through that whole movie, did not get up. It was awesome. We'll talk about it when we get to the...
I know. So we do have a lot more about Phase 4 that's been released. We don't really want to talk about in depth too much, just because it kind of does get very droney. One of the things we're super excited about is What If. I know, Lexi, you were talking about that earlier. You were like, oh my god.
This is something I'm really excited for. Now, I never read the comics, really. I do have, like, the Marvel Encyclopedia. If you guys want it, I think it's really good for new fans. Just look up Marvel Encyclopedia on Amazon, and it basically has all the characters from the Marvel Universe, like the X-Men. We'll get into that later. But it's really good to like give you background from the comics. But basically, what this show is, it's an animated show. It's their first one like it. And it brings in ideas from the comics to be like, oh, like this is what would have happened in this timeline or something different. So it brings more of the comics into it. And I think it's going to be really cool. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the Spider-Man one that was animated. That was really good. So that's what has me really excited for this.
Yeah, you're talking about, what was it?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, and I think that's canonical now. I think that's part of, like, the MCU.
I think it is, too.
I think because of, like, the whole, like, so if you guys don't know, basically four companies have rights to Marvel stuff. So we have Disney, which basically owns everything now.
Which
we
is
used
insane.
To have Fox, but now Disney owns Fox. So Fox owned, like, the X-Men. We'll get into more detail about it because it is super confusing, but just know that there's a lot of rights issues, especially with Spider-Man and the X-Men, for like what they can use and what they can say. But now that there's more deals and more like collaboration happening, we're gonna have a lot more like super cool content coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but So yeah, this will be an interesting one, I think, just because it gives
like
us.
This one will be like Clone Wars.
You think?
Yeah, I think like maybe not the animation style, but I'm getting like that kind of vibe just based off of what they've been saying so far.
I just like, think I'm getting that
kind of like idea.
It'll give us different character growth that we would have never seen otherwise.
Yeah.
So, all right, I think we should go to the next one. Ooh, so this is Shang. You can actually start with this one, Matt. I know you're excited about this.
Okay, so Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings comes out in September. So this is going to be another prequel. It's rumored to take place between the five-year gap between Infinity War and Endgame, like we talked about. It continues the story of the Ten Rings terrorist cell. Right now, we know basically Jack about this terrorist cell. They came
up. We don't really know anything about Shang either.
Yeah, Shang-Chi, completely new character too. He's from the comics. Basically, he's like the Jackie Chan of the MCU.
Which is going to be awesome.
Which is going to be so cool because we don't have an Asian superhero yet.
Mm-hmm, that's very true.
This is going to be pretty cool too, that they're bringing that kind of diversity.
So yeah, we don't really know much about what this is going to be about, but Legend of the Ten Rings, that comes from Iron Man, one of the Iron Man movies. So that's your background on that. I believe it's the third one, right?
Yeah, I think it's either two. It's three.
It's the third one.
And we don't even have that much info from that. Like,
yeah.
Basically, they use it as a plot device to just push the plot forward, but we really don't get any explanation. It's just like, there's a terrorist cell called Ten Rings. They have a leader. That's it.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. Then comes Ms. Marvel, so that's going to be late 2021. We don't have an actual release date for that yet. There's really nothing we know about this one. It was kind of introduced.
This, there's really not. After like the following few movies, except for like Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, we really know nothing about. It's very, you know, speculative. But we know that it's going to be Kamala Khan, who is going to be Ms. Marvel. And we're not sure how it relates to Captain Marvel, but in the comics,
it might be like she kind of takes her under her wing. I'm not really sure, though.
Yeah, I think because Captain Marvel is still like a character, like Captain Marvel 2 is coming out. So Captain Marvel is still like relevant. So it's not like, Ms. Marvel's taking Captain Marvel's place, but maybe it's going to be like a sidekick kind of thing, but not really sidekick.
Yeah,
like she takes her name from it just because like she's cool or something like that. Maybe they build a relationship or something.
Yeah, I'm not, there's a lot of unknowns with this one. I'm not really sure how I feel about this, honestly. I won't really know until I see it.
Yeah, it's another and like New York based.
I have mixed feelings about it just because I feel it's probably because I love the original characters and everything like that, and I don't want to see people replaced, but...
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. If anyone that doesn't know, everyone hates Captain Marvel. Not because of anything that she... I don't even care. If this is a hot take, then, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone hates Captain Marvel. It's not anything she did in the movies. It's not anything she did, like, as a character.
The character is good. Like
people... Brie Larson is... amazing. Like, I wouldn't want Captain Marvel to be anyone else but Brie Larson.
Like, this is like a really big thing in the Marvel community too. The thing, like, don't get me wrong, the movie was great. Like, I really loved the movie. It was a good Marvel movie. It was everything you would expect from a Marvel movie. The casting was good, everything, the acting was good. The only issue that people have with it is the actress herself, Brie Larson.
And it's kind of hard for, like, of course, so one of the issues with her is, so as a character, Captain Marvel is very egotistic.
But then people, you can go and say the same thing about, you know.
Of course, you can go and say the same thing about everyone else, but, like, that's one of her, like, defining traits is, like, she does what she wants, she's a rebel, like, she's a bad bitch. That's how it is. So now, Brie Larson, like, in order to have, like, a compelling character, you need the actor to act somewhat like it. Like, they need to know how to act egotistical and arrogant and all that. But some people think that Brie Larson is just crazy. As just a person, she's just very egotistical and very antagonistic.
Yeah, there's, there's a lot of controversy surrounding it. We're probably going to get, not, I don't know, we might get hate for it, but
whatever.
Say what you want, the movie was good and the acting was good, but I understand why people are upset with her herself. Like,
the cast themselves have said, like, she's not the best to work with.
Yeah.
But, and during interviews, she's like, no, I'm the, like, she's very opinionated, which isn't, there's nothing wrong with that. But then she's just the bitch when people don't think that she's not right.
Yeah. So we can get more into that on our hot take thing, but that was just to give you guys a little background onto that. Getting a little off topic here.
Yeah. That's like the hardest thing, like doing this podcast. It's like, there's so much to talk about. You can go on like so many tangents for everything. It's definitely like a little easier now because we're like, we can't spoil anything.
Yeah.
Definitely. So like, it's kind of hindering our tangents.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, yeah. I mean, it's a good thing.
So the next movie that we know about, this isn't, by the way, this is not in like timeline order in the MCU or release order. We're just going as we have them pulled up for us. It's going to come out in November of 2021. We believe that's when they said, you know, we don't know. A lot of things can change, especially with COVID and everything. So this is where it's set for. But it does follow another alien race. So that will be interesting because we've never really had a movie set specifically on an alien race. Like, we've had Guardians of the Galaxy, but that was not an actual alien race.
Yeah, like these Celestials, we've only seen them in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And even that, like, the Celestial we saw wasn't even, like, full power. Like, he took a human form, and it just, like, it was like, eh. Like, yeah. It was very, like, underwhelming power, that kind of thing. But it looks like this is going to be some, like, some badass, like, display of power, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was really unsure about this one, too, at first, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, the cast is, like, a very weird cast. Like, incredible actors themselves, but I would have never put them in a movie together. Like, Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden, I was just about to say that.
Angelina Jolie, I'm not really sure how I feel about her being in Marvel.
She's just, like, she's done so much in, like, fantasy movies. She's done so much in fantasy movies and non-superhero movies. Like, yeah. I don't put her in, like, a superhero kind of film. And that's just because of, like, what she's done before.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know. She was pretty good in, like, Maleficent and Maleficent 2, so maybe she'll be pretty good.
That's true. I don't know.
Because I feel like this is still fantasy-ish, just like Celestials with powers and shit.
I know. Maybe it's because I was never a huge Angelina Jolie fan. I never would have imagined her being cast as one of them.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just kind of out there. But whatever, I guess. Yeah. So...
We have Spider-Man No Way Home. So this is the third Spider-Man movie. So,
I think it's the final one too. I think it's
I refuse to believe it because I mean, Tom Holland has definitely gotten better with the spoilers, but Tom Holland loves to leak shit. Like, I think it was right after the Homecoming came out, and he said during a live interview, he said, "Yeah, I'm really excited for Spider-Man 2 and 3. And at that point, Spider-Man 3 was just a rumor, and Spider-Man 2 didn't even have a title.
Yeah, I remember that, actually.
And everyone, like, flipped out on him. Like, Marvel got pissed. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah. No. He always spoils stuff. Him and Mark Ruffalo, just, it's fine.
Yeah, but honestly, what if Marvel does it on purpose?
It's so staged.
It has to be staged at this point. Like, he would have been fired by now.
Right, like, it's so staged.
He's done it enough. So, there was a video of him, like, with a poster. And it was, like, confidential on the back. And he's like, oh my god, this is such a cool poster.
Yep, I know exactly the video you're talking about. But, so, Spider-Man No Way Home. This is one I'm really excited for. This one and Doctor Strange are the two movies I am most excited to see. There's rumors that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield might reprise their roles as Spider-Man in their, you know, in the previous one. So this could be, like, super huge, especially for older fans, you know, like, people our parents' age.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all we really have on it. We don't really have...
Yeah, there's really nothing. It's, apparently Wanda Maximoff is supposed to be in it. We're unsure why, but if Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to be in it, then it sounds like we're going to have some multiverse action happening.
I think they're going to find, like, some...
But it's weird. I'm, like, kind of... I'm nervous about how they're going to introduce the multiverse, because I feel like this sets the tone for... This is, like, our first big movie for...
Does this come out before or after Doctor Strange? I forget.
This is first. Doctor Strange comes out in March 2022. This is December.
So I think what's going to happen is they're going to somehow... They're going to find, like, a portal or something, and then Doctor Strange is going to have to come in and be like, let's fix this.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be, like... I think Spider-Man and Doctor Strange are going to be, like, basically one movie together, just different parts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Infinity War and Endgame. Like, I think it's going to be that kind of...
Yeah, that makes sense.
...set up. But that's all we really know about Spider-Man. We also have a TV show coming out in early 2022 called Hawkeye. Literally all we know is it follows Hawkeye and his daughter. And that's
side note, I don't know why everyone hates on Hawkeye. I love him for,
like,
some reason.
Okay, he's the only one that doesn't have power, but he's a badass.
He can hold his own. Like, he can hold his own.
Like, bow and arrow against, like, people really? With actual powers, and he's, like, not, you know, like,
he's still alive. How is he still
crazy?
Alive? But so yeah, we don't really know any much about that. So sorry.
This is so funny. I love how, like, this is both of our first podcast episode ever, if you couldn't tell.
If you couldn't tell.
No, we're doing fantastic.
No, we're doing good.
No, we're doing good.
It's going to get better as we go on.
Yeah.
So.
Like, as we get more exposed to this kind of thing, like, literally, this is, like, take one of our first recording of our first episode ever.
Yeah.
And this will probably be our final version anyway.
Yep, just put it out there and hope for the best.
Yep. Be like, whatever. There's nothing too bad in here. Just a lot of rambling. If you can get past the rambling, you'll be set, guys.
Yeah, no. Well, we're going to get better with it. But this is kind of, I feel bad because it's long and we're just kind of going over stuff. But honestly, if you just, whatever.
Yeah. And then the last movie that we really know a lot about is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So
again,
this one's super excited for this one. This one's been teased since about Endgame came out. People were like, oh my god, when this movie, they're talking about the multiverse. Like, Endgame just came out and now we have to talk about the multiverse. Everyone was freaking out about it.
So this opens up a lot of doors for Marvel. I don't want to get into it right now because I think it could become more confusing than helpful.
Yeah.
But no, just know it's going to open up a lot more of, like crossovers, I think.
Basically, anything that could happen can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have, this could be the way the X-Men are brought in. We're not sure how the X-Men are going to be brought in because they just got bought. Disney just bought the rights to X-Men from Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So they're now able to use those characters where they weren't before. So this might open the door for X-Men. It might open the door for, like, different versions of our favorite characters.
And if they, and, like, this is just, like, a side note, and if they do use X-Men, I personally don't think you guys have to watch the X-Men movies. I know Matt didn't. I've seen them. But if, like, you know, I don't think the past movies are going to matter just because a lot of those actors that were used in those movies I don't
are
think
old
they're,
or retired right now.
Yeah, like, I don't think they're going to reprise their roles, or, like, maybe, I think some of them, like, are maybe, like, not just, like in the universe anymore, so I think they're going to start, like, a whole new thing with it, because that brings us to the mutants, so.
Yeah, no, it should be really exciting. I'm excited for them to bring, like, a new, like, just giant cast in. Like, that's going to be such a big move, because the X-Men are such, like, that's such, like, a powerful force, too.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of people they're going to have to bring in is wild, and it's just going to be so cool.
It's going to open up a lot for them to do, especially, like, more powers and such.
So, the next few, we don't have a lot of info on, so we're just going to kind of breeze through these pretty quickly. We got Thor, Love, and Thunder. That's going to come out in May of 2022, so we got, like, a while. We got a while, but the return of Natalie Portman is supposed to happen. We're kind of excited for that because she kind of got the shit end of the stick for the last few movies just because She wasn't really necessary. She was more of like a plot device for the first movie, and then the second and third movie, she was just like,
she wasn't
whatever.
In the third movie.
Like, yeah, she wasn't. She was mentioned in the third movie and not even talked about in the fourth movie.
Right? Yeah.
Or is this four?
No, this is four. This is
four. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, she wasn't talked about in three. She was a plot device in two, and then she was introduced in one. So we haven't gotten a lot of screen time. Mm-hmm. We might have the Guardians of the Galaxy be in this as well, just because of how different things happened with the past few movies.
Yeah,
but we won't get into that right now.
Spoiler. Black Panther 2. This one.
This is going to be interesting.
This comes out in 2022. Now, this one, I'm really curious to see, especially consider, like, obviously this has been news for a while, so this isn't really a spoiler, but Chadwick Boseman passed away from cancer. So, and Marvel has said they're not going to replace him.
And
so
they're not going to CGI him either.
Yeah, I think that would not, I don't think it would be disrespectful in a sense, but it just wouldn't feel right.
No, it's like, it's taking what he was going to do and then doing it for him.
Yeah, exactly. So one possibility that this could follow is his sister, Shuri. In the comics, she takes over the mantle as Black Panther. So I think that is the way they should go. In my opinion, that is the way they should do it. I think that would be the perfect way to, you know, like, pass on the mantle and, like, not disrespect Chadwick Boseman. I think that would be the perfect way to do it. But other than that, I have no idea.
Yeah, I agree. There's really nothing we know about. We just know it's going to take place sometime after Endgame, but that's about it. We have Captain Marvel 2 that we kind of talked about. We know nothing about this too. We just know that maybe Miss Marvel will be in it, and maybe Monica Rambeau from WandaVision and Captain Marvel will be in it, but we're not sure. We just know that it's probably going to follow Carol Danvers after, like, fully discovering her powers as, like, first Captain Marvel.
Yeah, so we don't know if it's going to be taking place after Endgame or maybe after her first movie. So there's multiple things that could go on with this one.
Then, so the next few movies we have are only rumored. We know absolutely nothing except for this might be the possible title and it might be released here. So our first movie for that is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So that's rumored to be released in February of 2023. We don't know what the time place is. We don't know who it's going to follow, but maybe Ant-Man's grown-up daughter, just because of the events of the Infinity Saga, she might be a more instrumental character. She might, you know, take on some tech or something, but that's so, literally all we have.
I'm not really sure what they might even do with that, honestly, like...
Maybe they'll talk more about, like, maybe it's another way for the multiverse to work, just because, like, the quantum realm and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I'm pretty sure this is happening.
Oh, like, these movies are definitely happening. We just don't know, like, the dates and the titles are rumored. Like, we don't know if Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be called Guardians of the Galaxy 3 and that it's going to be released in May of 2023. It's just... So most of these got leaked by a source that basically leaked the plot of Endgame like a month before it got released. So these are
I don't remember hearing about that for some reason.
These are like pretty substantiated claims, but we're not entirely sure how. You never know. You know, everything's hearsay until it's not. So take everything that we say with a grain of salt for this kind of stuff.
This one... Again, we don't really have much. Thor, who's played by Chris Hemsworth, might be in it, but, you know, that's also just kind of, like, my theory.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, putting the pieces together for the past few movies and then being like, oh, well, they were together last, so maybe they'll be together again. But we're not sure, because anything can happen in Thor, Love, and War, that kind of stuff. We do know that this will probably be the last Guardians movie, just because there's already been two. This will be the third.
And that's how they seem to do it. Like, I think Thor is the exception for four movies. But, and just to preface this again, remember, we're not, like, we're just two people who really just enjoy watching the movies and, like, talking about it and just want to, like, help other people. We are not, like, the people who know every single thing about everything. So, you know, by all means, if you guys like have any input or whatever.
Yeah, if we say something wrong, or like if you know, if like we're not sure about something and you know, like just like post it on our Twitter, let us know. Like we want us to be able to be educated by you as much as we're educating you.
Yeah, like this is a community. We want everyone to like share their thoughts, feelings, and you know, their ideas. So
our next movie we have is Fantastic Four. And this is big deal because Fantastic Four was rumored to happen. Like it was teased in WandaVision just with some like characters. It was like, oh, maybe this character is gonna pop up, but you know, mm-hmm. WandaVision was just all red herrings. The only news we have is that it's slated for like June-ish for 2023. I think, yeah. I don't even know if the date that I found through that one source.
I don't even know how you found all these dates. I was trying to look, and you're better, I guess, at the researching stuff than me. I just could not find it.
There was this, so like, I followed Screen Rant for like my Google News feed stuff. So I get like all the Screen Rant shit.
Yeah.
And one day I just saved the link. It was like Marvel's entire Phase 4 lineup got leaked. And I saved it. And this is where that information's from.
Oh, so this might be outdated.
Anyway. So this might be outdated, but I haven't seen anything new. So
yeah.
And our final movie that we know might be coming out is Deadpool 3. It's rumored for November of 2023. So we got a long time to get here. It's going to be the only R-rated Marvel movie. I'm super excited.
I love Deadpool. I have Deadpool a little.
Deadpool's so good. So Deadpool 1 and 2 are not part of the MCU, technically. But now that they're talking about bringing Deadpool 3 into it, they're basically just canonical. I'm not sure how they're going to bring him in, if it's going to be through the multiverse, or if it's going to be through like his fourth wall breaking skills or some shit.
If Deadpool 1 and 2, wow. I don't think they're going to be canon for the MCU, but Deadpool 3 will be canon, I believe.
We also have some, like, it's weird because one of the actors in Deadpool 2 is already an actor in the MCU, and Marvel hates to have double actors.
Wait, who is it? Why am I not thinking?
Thanos and Cable.
Oh, yeah.
They're played by the same character. I don't know the actor's name.
Yeah. But
I don't know how they're going to do that because Cable's still a character in Deadpool 2. Like, at the end, they're just like, he's still a character, he's still here, so... So I'm not sure how they're going to bring him in.
Why did I not put that together? Oh my gosh.
But also, they did say that Deadpool 3 is only going to have Deadpool in it. So I'm thinking, as a rumor, it might take place between Infinity War and Endgame. That just seems like a good time period based off of the info we have, but we're still not sure.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of TV shows, too, that are coming out.
Yes, there's Moon Knight. He's just another character from the comics. Again, we don't really know much about it, except I think it's going to involve, you said, Egyptian gods and, like, the split personalities.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, that will be a really good take on that. And then She-Hulk, obviously, Hulk in she form.
Yeah. Female Hulk. It's going to be, it'll be exciting. I'm not sure how they're going to introduce her, or we also haven't seen, we haven't seen the Hulk since Endgame. So I'm not even sure if the Hulk is active at this point, or if he's not active, or like what's going to happen. So this is definitely going to be some kind of introduction and continuation of that Hulk story.
Yeah. I wonder if like Hulk will help her out or not, but we'll see.
And then the first two, the end of the Infinity Saga Far From Home and WandaVision teased Secret Invasion. So in the comics, there's a whole story arc called the Secret Invasion, where these aliens are trying to invade Earth and like destroy humans and shit. We're not sure what they're actually going to do, because Marvel has been known to switch things around from the comics just to like keep us on our toes, but it's supposed to be like a big event. Like, I think Nick Fury is going to be a pretty main character in it, and we haven't really had a lot of movies with him like as a main character. Like, he's just kind of been in charge of shit, but not the main focus, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know more about the Secret Invasion and, like, this one too.
Yeah, Ironheart. Supposed to be, we don't even have a release date for these TV shows, by the way. Like, this is all just, like, things that they have slated, but they haven't even told anyone about.
Yeah. So I guess we can just, honestly, just go on. We can just tell you the names of them. So it's just, I think we just have Ironheart, Armor Wars, and I Am Groot left. And then, is there one more?
And then we just wanted to talk about the X-Men stuff real quick, just before we, like, closed up. But for the X-Men stuff, there's been a lot of teasers, red herrings, and references to all of the Fox movies from the first Phase 4 releases, WandaVision, Falcon. I'm sure we'll get some more as Phase 4 continues. It was leaked a few weeks ago. What?
This is all just, like, theories, too. Like, this is not confirmed.
Yeah, the only thing that we have that's, like, somewhat substantial is the code name for the first big X-Men project is called The Mutants. Feige said that he didn't want the Fox movies to be confused with the Marvel movies, so I'm thinking that's why that they changed the name to The Mutants. And also Stan Lee wanted to use The Mutants as the name of the comics, but he was like, who the fuck is gonna know what a mutant is? Because you have to remember, this is like 1960s-ish when he started writing these kinds of comics.
Yeah.
People, like, mutant wasn't one of those words that everyone knew. Like, it was one of those, like, science fiction, like, ooh, is that like a Star Trek word?
Yeah, that was like a Star Wars, Star Trek kind of thing. So if you weren't into that, people were like, what is that?
So X-Men was just, like, simpler for the public to talk about.
Mm-hmm. But, so, I think that kind of concludes, you know...
Yeah, like, all of this Phase 4 lineup. That's all we know.
That's all we know, as we've just spent like 45 minutes talking about it.
Talk about. I mean, if there's any, like, if you're new, this is the last time I'm gonna say it. If you're new, don't look up anything about anything. Like, if you like, we'll post something on our Twitter for how to get started with watching the movies in order. That way, you guys have some sort of like plan for how to do it. But people that have watched stuff, I urge you to, like, look into these kinds of things. Try and get some theories down. It's honestly the biggest part about Marvel is...
It has taken over my life, these
theories. You have to be an active watcher. Like, you have to watch things and be like, oh my god, wait, does that relate to this? And does that relate to this or this? Or
yeah,
this?
I'll be sitting there with, like, a pen and paper in my hand. I'm like, what does this relate to?
Like, I'll be on my couch, like... just, like, laying down, enjoying it, and then all of a sudden some shit will happen, and I'll be, like, upright, standing 2 inches away from my TV, like, wait,
The amount of times I rewind it to watch the same scene, exactly, 4 times.
Exactly. No, you know it. Or, like, you watch a movie, and then the clips finally come out on YouTube, and you're just watching the clips on YouTube, like, wait, that happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy to, like, blur everything together, but, just to say, this is not how the rest of our podcast episodes will be.
This was very rambly.
This was very kind of just want to, like, let you guys know who we are and, like, you know, just like our little banter. But, you know, we wanted to, like, open up the podcast with something everyone could listen to. So that's what this was for, just to, so everyone could listen to it, kind of understand what we want to do here. So I think our next episode, I think we're going to try and start with, we want to go over Iron Man, I think. Is that what we want to do?
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about Iron Man and maybe Incredible Hulk and Iron Man 2, just because. Honestly. Just because, like, you can't go on for too long about, like, each movie, just because, like, We're gonna assume that you guys have watched the movie, so we're not gonna, like, go through every single little detail, but we'll talk about, like, the bit, either big moments or, like, things that caught our attention during our first watch. Like, you don't detail.
Yeah, don't listen to our, like, obviously we will have spoilers for like what movies or what things we're talking about in the beginning before we get into it, but you wanna watch the movies before you come and listen to this, because this is just for us to, like, kind of break it down for you and help you understand it better.
Yeah, so we'll definitely do, like, a spoiler alert at the beginning of each episode, just to triple check to make sure that everyone watching, you know, knows the risk, because spoilers suck. Don't be one of those people that spoil stuff. Don't be one of those toxic people.
Yeah, I'll be texting Matt and I'm like, did you watch the fourth episode yet? And he's like,
I'm like,
no.
no, I'm in the middle of it. Don't spoil.
Oh yeah, I'm like, okay. I always
But
like make sure.
yeah, we're gonna do our release order guide for the MCU starting in phase one. That'll probably be next week-ish.
Yeah, and I
Figure
think we're
out
gonna try and
schedules.
put something out on Twitter sometime later. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. But we'll try and put something out about just phase one. So that means like the movies from like 2008 to like what 2011 it was,
Yeah,
I think.
2011, 2012,
That will just be the
somewhere in there.
first phase. So that's not the whole Infinity Saga. That's just like the first part of the Infinity Saga.
Yeah.
So,
Well, definitely,
yeah.
we'll put something out by the middle of the week just to like let you guys know what we're gonna go over so you know what you should watch before then.
Yeah, I think
But
that's
it definitely won't be more than two or three movies max, just because we know you guys have a life. We have a life.
yeah,
We
no,
all
it's
have
hard.
lives.
They're two. It's hard. It's hard to try and watch them like two movies a
They're
week.
not. They're not. I won't say that they're not binge watchable, but they're really not binge watchable.
They're binge watchable if it's
You need to
hard.
take breaks. Like, you need to only watch two or three, like in a
Yeah.
sitting. Like, if you watch more than three, you're gonna get tired and you're not gonna be able to.
If I like watching just two in a sitting is hard for me just because after a while I'm like, okay, I need to like do something. I used to be such a binge person and now it's very hard.
Yeah.
I think it's just because these movies are so packed with a lot of stuff. That's what makes
Yeah,
it
it's a
difficult.
lot of content in each movie. Like, they don't leave anything out.
Yeah. So,
But I guess we'll close up.
yeah.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter, reach out, whatever you guys want to talk about, let us know. We'll take ideas. We'll try and talk about what you guys want to talk about. We don't want this to be something we're talking about to you. We want to talk with you.
That's yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. The Twitter is at, and then so it's the, and it's MCU all capital with MCU, and then the A for Academy is capital as well. So yeah, we're just really excited. So
Thank you. Thank you for watching. We're really excited for you guys to listen in. But
so.
yeah, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yep, and we will come out with a day where we will consistently post our podcast episodes. I guess I don't. Yeah, we'll
We'll
cover that
figure it
next
out.
week.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, this is kind of just not like a whim, but
Yeah, it's very nonchalant.
yeah. So, all right, I guess we will see you next week to talk about the MCU again.
Thanks, guys.